Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page editor of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, some interesting studying and thinking coming out of the Greater Baltimore Committee on the subject of redistricting. They're sort of weighing in on that. What's their concern about that?
The GBC had a CEO summit recently where they met with the heads of various companies in the Baltimore region to find out what's of concern to them, what areas they'd like to work on, get ideas for ways to improve Maryland's business climate. And some of the things were to be expected. You know, they would like taxes to be lower, of course. They would like more predictable application of regulations, things like that. Another thing that apparently many, many of the CEOs talked about was Maryland's redistricting process. Now, this was much in the news a year ago when we had a referendum at the ballot box to overturn the state's congressional district maps, which the people of Maryland in their divine wisdom chose to leave in place. But the issue has never quite gone away. And increasingly, a lot of states are turning away from a politically driven process, which is what Maryland has. You know, essentially, the governor runs the show in redistricting in Maryland, to one where the redrawing of legislative districts and congressional districts is done by some kind of a nonpartisan commission. Most famously, California recently switched to this.
Well, speak about that for a minute, though, because that was interesting. They did the reform, and they got even more Democratic
Than they were before.
But there was a
There was a story about this in the New York Times recently that the California legislature got even more Democratic after they had a nonpartisan group drawing the lines, but also got more moderate. You know, the Chamber of Commerce there apparently got basically everything it wanted this year. And so what would seems to have happened between that and some various other reforms is you have people not forced as much to play to their base to avoid a primary challenge, and in districts that are more ideologically balanced. And so politicians are focused more on a broader general election kind of electorate. And that has had some kind of moderating influence there. Of course, it's still very early to see how that shakes out. But well, this is the kind of thing the GBC is hoping might happen in Maryland if we had this kind of reform take place.
Well, we sort of started out by saying that it was unusual or that it was unexpected that we would see this. But if you were going to see it from any quarter in Maryland, this would probably be the one.
Well, you are seeing it. You've always seen it from good government types, you know, Common Cause, League of Women Voters, people like that. But that effort has never really gotten anywhere because the people in power are the ones who would have to change the rules, and they have no reason to want to do that. But once you get a group like the GBC, and if they can get some like-minded allies in the business community to team up with some of the, you know, good government kind of groups, maybe you could get something going here. It's obviously still a tough road, but this brings new energy to this issue that hasn't been there before.
Well, there's also the argument that the process reflects the will of the people because they're the ones that voted in the people who draw the lines.
I would expect that if you go out there, very few people are choosing candidates based on this issue. In fact, it's not something that I can recall ever having come up at election time in any meaningful way.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if there's any movement at all in our legislature to address this issue.
Yeah, I wouldn't think there's any chance of that happening this year. The only hope I think the reformists have is to make this an issue in the 2014 elections and to get candidates to start pledging now that they're going to take up this issue if they're elected.
Andy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.